Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Sometime between the year 1247 and 1265, St. Simon Stock, the head of the Carmelites, prayed to Mary, asking her to grant a special privilege for his religious order. Mary answered by appearing to him with a multitude of angels, holding in her hands the scapular that she would give his order. She said, "This will be for you and for all Carmelites the privilege that he who dies wearing this will not suffer eternal fire." Now the scapular, which comes from the Latin word for shoulders, is a garment worn by monks and nuns that goes over the head and covers the front and back, but has no sleeves. Sometime before 1322, Mary appeared to Pope John the 22nd with the message that all the faithful, not just the Carmelites, who wear the brown scapular while striving to live a life of faith and virtue, will also gain their purification from purgatory by her merits and intercession on the first Saturday after their death. This is where we get the Sabbatine privilege. Sabbatine for Saturday. Pope St. Pius X in the early 1900s then extended that promise to all those who wear the scapular medal. After this apparition of the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel was extended to the Universal Church, and all were encouraged to wear the scapular faithfully, and then it's interesting. It seems as though Mary confirmed all of this when, during her apparitions at Fatima on October 13, 1917, she appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, holding out to us the brown scapular. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There is nothing magical about wearing a brown scapular or the miraculous medal for that fact. But Mary offers both as a symbol of her mantle, the cloak she wore, which is a sign of two things. First, that she is our spiritual mother and that she is the mediatrix of all grace. See, the Holy Spirit is the source of the divine life of Jesus, the source of grace that dwells in our soul. And it is the Holy Spirit and Mary who formed Jesus in her womb, and it is the Holy Spirit and Mary who formed Jesus in us. So, because of her relationship with the Spirit, Mary will form Jesus in our soul and make us more like Jesus. But it doesn't end there. It goes on. Mary promises to take care of us, just like she took care of Jesus. And the scapular and the miraculous medal are a pledge of her protection, of her constant counsel, and of all of her care. For our part, wearing the scapular or the miraculous medal, it's a reminder that we belong to her, that we are her children and she is our mother. Now, I think this is important to remember, that devotion to Mary doesn't mean just wearing this or that or praying the rosary. Devotion to Mary means to live in imitation of Jesus' relationship with Mary. And that takes effect in three ways. It begins by consecrating oneself to Mary, which means becoming her little son or daughter. Then, to live a personal relationship with Mary, moment to moment, day after day, just like Jesus did in the home of Nazareth as he was growing up under her care. And then finally, to sit at the school of Mary each day in the rosary. These three practices keep us close to her, to remember every day, I belong to Mary, I'm her son or daughter. Second, to foster this personal relationship with her all day long. And third, let her educate you in the rosary. It's really about a deep personal relationship with Mary in which she'll help you become more like Jesus. So the big question is, am I really fostering this relationship with her? Can I really say that I'm living a moment-to-moment deep friendship with her? That's what we're aiming for, because that's what Jesus lived at the home of the Holy Family in Nazareth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So Mary came in the middle of the 1200s and encouraged her children to wear the brown scapular. And then she appeared in 1830 and encouraged her children to wear the miraculous medal. So did Our Lady forget? Is she not sure what she wants us to wear? What's going on here? Well, obviously, it doesn't matter which one you wear. She knows that we need reminders that we belong to her and she will take care of us so we have nothing to fear. Now, I personally wear the miraculous medal rather than the brown scapular because St. Maximilian Kolbe, of whom I'm a really big fan, you know, actually, he's my favorite saint. He said that the miraculous medal was the silver bullet. As I said, Mary came in 1830. She appeared standing on the world, crushing the head of Satan under her heel, with her arms outstretched, with many graces flowing from her hands, signifying once again that Mary is our spiritual mother and the mediatrix of all graces. And then she said, "Have a medal struck after this image, and those who wear this medal around their neck will receive great graces." So it really doesn't matter which one you wear. What matters is that you identify yourself as a son or daughter of God the Father with Mary as your spiritual mother, knowing that just like little Jesus relied on Mary, we can rely on her. You're not alone. You don't have to go it alone. God, the Most Holy Trinity, Mary, your mother, the angels, your guardian angels, the saints, they are with you. They have your back. You have nothing to fear because with the heavenly host, you are safe. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So it's not by coincidence that Mary appeared to the head of the Carmelites, because the Carmelites are famous for being known for their life of deep prayer. In fact, maybe the three greatest doctors of the church on prayer are Carmelites: Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and Therese the Little Flower. So it makes perfect sense that Mary would appear to Carmelites, because the one thing Our Lady never stops calling us to is a greater commitment and generosity to prayer. Why? Because the world has turned away from God, and by prayer, we turn back to Him. It's that simple. This is why Our Lady continuously calls us back to the rosary. The rosary is such a great place for people to start the habit of prayer. But remember, Our Lady wants the rosary to be both vocal prayer, but also meditation, where we're thinking about something from the Word of God. And then based on thinking about the Word of God, we come up with a concrete resolution that we put into practice, so that by thinking about the Word of God and then making a resolution that we act on, we will be transformed. And the rosary is a great way to pray with your spouse, with your kids, with your grandkids, and with your friends, so that you can lead others to prayer. So when was the last time you invited somebody else to pray the rosary with you? And when was the last time you invited someone who doesn't have the habit of daily meditation? I was so happy today. My son Xavier, who recently was married, walked into the house because we have a gym in the garage, and he comes over and uses the gym. And as he was leaving, he said, "Hey, we need to get the family together, the extended family together, once a week and pray the rosary." And I said, "Absolutely, I love it. That's what we need to be doing." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
My friend Benjamin, a Palestinian Catholic in his mid-70s, who lives in Bethlehem, has had polio for almost his whole life. He has had so many corrective and painful surgeries and long stints of physical therapy so that he can move around just a little. I asked him how he keeps going when it's so difficult or when it seems impossible. And he said, I simply turn to Mary and say, Ya'adra, which is Arabic for the Virgin. I just say her name, Ya'adra, and she helps me go forward when it's impossible. For she was the one who took the words of the angel to heart. Nothing is impossible for God. She believed God. She believed that He works powerfully through her to help us. So every time you're frustrated, every time you're angry, every time you're paralyzed with fear, or you don't know the answer, or you think it's impossible to go forward, or you don't even want to, just turn and say her name, Mary. Ya'adra, Ya'adra, the Virgin. And she will immediately make herself present to you, and she will gain for you the grace to do what you cannot do on your own. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So did anything strike you or catch your attention in this one?
I think this meditation put it better than I could have understood it before. In being confused about that line between something having religious intent but not being superstitious or magical. It's not this get out of hell free pass. that clear line that it's a reminder to us. And I have seen it work very effectively in that way. I wear the miraculous medal. I don't wear the
scapular.
Not that you can't do both, but that is the one I've always worn. But I do have friends that wear the scapular, and I've heard them talk about moments where they're like, I can't do this because I'm wearing the scapular, where it's something you would consider a gray line in your head, but you would find it disrespectful because of it. And it's a really beautiful reminder that they're like, I must be better than this.
That's an excellent explanation. What we're talking about are not sacraments, but sacramentals.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramentals. Holy water, crucifix, miraculous medal, scapular, an icon.
Mm-hmm.
These are, I like to call them post-it notes from God. They're reminders, physical reminders, that God is with us, that we're Christians, and we need to live that way. Because if you remove all of the signs from your life of God's presence,
mm-hmm.
what typically happens?
You forget God's presence.
And once we forget his presence, what happens to our actions?
They become quite ungodly.
Yeah. This is why it's so important. Mm-hmm. I love Europe. Even though it's sad, Europe has fallen away from the faith in large part. Still, a lot of those signs are present.
Yeah, my favorite thing last summer I was in Lyon. You were there for a little bit, but after the fact, I was staying in an apartment for like, I think 2 weeks after you left. And just on the outside of the apartment building, there was a little statue of Mary just in the middle of this building, like a couple windows up. I looked up and I was like, there she is. And all over Lyon, you could see little statues, and you walk out and from any point in the entire city, you can see this massive golden statue of Mary up on
Fauvier.
Fauvier. It's absolutely beautiful to see her everywhere you go. And it's a good reminder to make our houses like that. Yeah. Or to have... I need to put a rosary up in my car. Because I have... A while back, we were doing the whole thing about donkeys on the podcast. About be a donkey of Mary. But I have the donkey in my car. I need to have a rosary. Because I love that in my friends' cars. It's a really good reminder. Or having images up in your house. Because it directs your conversations towards that. And they're just beautiful. They're just, like, genuinely... I couldn't find more incredible art to put in my house.
I really want to... I will share this, that I get into trouble when I forget that Jesus and Mary are with me. But I can also become numb, shall we say, to the images around me.
Yes.
So I have to be more conscious. Every time I put my miraculous medal back on after I shower, every time I see an image of Mary, a statue driving down the street, I see somebody else wearing a miraculous medal, I need to consciously say to myself, ah, Mother, there you are. I know you're with me.
Yeah.
Practice the, we could say practice the presence of God.
Yeah.
Practice the presence of Mary. Because the more you practice the presence of God and Mary, the more aware you are, the better you think and act.
This is making me laugh because I have quite subconsciously been doing this, but not with Marian images or anything like that. It was actually inspired by a friend of mine who, she's talked about finding St. Joseph in every lily. So it was actually a friend of mine who went to Israel with us, and everywhere in Israel, she'd be like, look at that lily, he's here. But for some reason, when I came back, I was like, I want to find a little image of God that I see in my daily life. And I chose the most beautiful thing I see every now and again. It's not too often, but it's not too infrequent. And that's seeing hawks and falcons. It's so beautiful. It's my favorite thing. They're my favorite creature on earth. But I love when I'm driving and I see one and I'm like, he's there. I never forget that one. I'm always like, all right.
There's a very special person who prays this Rosary podcast with us who also... finds very special meaning in hawks.
Who's that? This is going to be my new favorite person.
Lori Farity.
Oh my gosh, I love Lori.
She's a very special person.
Why hawks?
I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
But this is, I think this is a good resolution for our meditation, that let's not grow numb, desensitized to the sacred images around us. Let's be more conscious that every time we see one, we're truly reminded Jesus and Mary are with us. And if they're with us, we need to act more like them.
Got to step up our game a little bit.
Post-it notes from God to cause us to step up our game. Well, thank you for this conversation.
That was lovely.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.